A new report says that Indigenous students are disproportionately disciplined in Montana public schools. The report's study authors say more support instead of discipline could lead to higher academic achievement rates. Montana public schools are failing to meet their legal obligation to provide an equal education to Native students, according to a report from the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana released Wednesday. It says Indigenous students are more likely to be pulled out of school and referred to law enforcement than their peers. Lori Walker, a social work professor at the University of Montana, helped write the report. She says schools funnel Native students into the criminal justice system, especially when they come from unstable homes.
They come to school hungry and tired and therefore a little irritable or cranky when they experience subtle day-to-day racism in the classroom. That ends up escalating really quickly.
Sometimes to arrests. That happens 6 times more often to Indigenous students than their peers, according to the report.
If a student is disciplined when really they just needed a helping hand, they most likely get more and more marginalized.
Native students are less likely to graduate high school and more likely to miss school than white students. The Office of Public Instruction says it's committed to closing achievement gaps among student groups in Montana. A spokesperson says it's unfortunate that students of color appear to be disciplined at a higher rate because it impacts academic progress. The ACLU report says that to narrow that gap, Montana public schools should limit police presence and discipline that pulls students out of class. It urges campuses to provide better mental health care for students and training for teachers to better manage student behavior. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.